Dumpster Juice Radio.
Now you know and I know I done bumped every hole in the wall, y'all. Did you catch that phone call? Most of y'all done met me. Thought I was tall, yeah, flip like a deal. Slip real on the black ice. Did you think twice? Home slice came and he went satisfied. Got bent bars, ain't shit. Mutant coast to coast. Yeah, I left the boat. Man, dose to dose. Too many coming close. Cup touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high. Circulate like a Sunday paper. Papers caught long time. The cheap flicks, good picks. Pay hard, watch the hard turn sideways, cause the tail for real sales to those who lose cash. Players keep your life for now, feeling good and warm, when it's roll tight, 35 degrees, maybe tonight, don't forget the chapstick, lift dry.
Welcome back to the Dez NBA Sports Talk Show. Appreciate you tuning in. You're listening to us live on Dumpster Juice Radio. Man, give you a quick rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. The Rockets are aggressively pursuing Jimmy Butler. Chris Paul, your days are numbered. Man, Matt Scherzer goes out there with a black eye, broke nose, throws a shutout, pitches, strikes out 10. Dude's just phenomenal. Please come to the San Francisco Giants because I watched my Giants last night get shelled by the Dodgers. Bellinger, MVP pace, hit a ball the opposite way off Rodriguez in the eighth inning last night. Just an absolute bomb. Golly, that kid is on fire. Between him and Yelich, I don't know what we're going to do with the MVP vote. May just have to cut the trophy in half. Chris Middleton opted out yesterday, but he says he plans to work with the Bucks on a long-term deal. He's eligible for 5 years, 190. He'll probably settle at the four-year, 120 mark. Xander Bogaerts for the Boston Red Sox gets snubbed again on the All-Star voting. Dude, it's a popularity contest. Just keep that in mind. It's a popularity contest. The best numbers are not always the guys that make the All-Star team. Mike Conley's out of Memphis, so that means Ja Morant is definitely going to be the number two pick tonight. Zion will go number one. And probably the best player in the draft, in my opinion, R.J. Barrett will go to the New York Knicks. But some kind of way, I feel like the Knicks will mess that up, too. Snell, the outstanding starter for the Devil Rays, got shelled yesterday against the Yankees. That was crazy. Only got one out, got pulled in the first inning. The Knicks were smart enough to turn down a deal for Chris Paul. $40 million a year for Chris Paul. The Knicks turned it down. Knicks are smart. CC Sabathia got his 250th win. Go ahead and put that kid in the Hall of Fame. Don't even debate it. He's a lefty. 250 wins. Done deal. Leave it alone. The Knicks tried to throw something out there, said they made some overtures to Davis about the 2020 free agency market. Come on, Knicks. We know you're going to mess that up. You're going to jack it up some kind of way. Baker Mayfield dogging out the Texas quarterback, the Ellinger kid. That kid, I saw play a game against the Georgia Bulldogs and run wild against him. I don't know if he's going to be a quarterback in the NFL, but the kid is so tough, he's got to have a position on somebody's team somewhere. Baker Mayfield, figure out what you're going to do with these Browns. Get the ball to OBJ and just be quiet, man. I like Mayfield, but golly, he runs his mouth a lot, man. The Toronto Raptors won the championship. What are they going to do with their team? Are they going to re-sign Kawhi? What's going on? Because I think this is a big turning point for them. If I won a championship, I want to repeat it. I don't want to just say I got a championship and call it a day. I want to go back again and win another championship. That's what I would be trying to do. David Ortiz was apparently not the intended target of the shooting, which is good news, so you don't have to go around looking over his shoulder, but it's still sad that he got shot. Hope you get well, Big Poppy, man. Golly, I hope you get well. That's crazy. The Nets are debating internally about signing Kyrie Irving without Durant. Seems like they want the package deal or nothing else. And if I'm a player, if you don't want the package deal, then you don't want me. I'm not going to you. Done deal. Let's get into it, B.A.
Dumpster Juice Radio.
Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs.
Draft day, B.A., what's the word, man?
Ain't no words. Zion number one.
Draft, job number two. R.J. number three.
That's it.
And everybody else, get in line.
Yeah, but it ain't really no fun when you know the first three picks of the draft, though.
Might well just skip those parts. Start at number four, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when you know what the draft pick's gonna be, That's crazy, no fun. Man. The hype ain't even worth it.
Listen to this, man. For that fourth pick, speaking of New Orleans Pelicans, I'm reading a story right now. It says says David Griffin is trying to acquire a first-round pick and a player on a good contract in exchange for the number four pick.
Yeah, Yeah, like Covington. I heard somebody was saying.
Think he's going to have any luck?
Nah, I doubt it.
He was first round pick and a good player on a good contract.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get it because most of the good players don't have good contracts. Like Covington. Covington is not no elite player, though. And that's been the rumor. Covington from that come from Philly.
Right.
And then you got for the Wizards, you got the guy from the Wizards, Bradley Beal. He's not on no good contract. I mean, I don't know what you call a good contract, but I think he making about 25-30 a year. Now, I don't know how far. I think he got 2 years left on that.
How much more he's got on it. Yeah. But the thing is, man, that's a good move if he can pull it off.
Yeah, I just don't.
Get you a decent player, a serviceable player, another first round pick.
I just don't value the picks like that. I mean, I don't know what the NBA doing, but I know when the Lakers had the pick, wasn't no interest out there.
For that number four pick.
Wasn't nobody biting.
You're right.
Because I'm like, the Lakers was trying to get AD. So they telling the Lakers that they need to shop the fourth pick.
To somebody else
to try to get a player. But the Lakers saying, hell, if we going to shop it and get a player for this pick, we going to get the player.
I will get the player.
So it didn't make no sense. So, and really wasn't nothing jumping. So I'm trying to see how David Griffin get it. Now all of a sudden he's got value. Or unless it's just closer to the draft.
Close to the draft. And people look at that saying, look at the sliding. Well, basically, this is...
Because the player don't matter. The slot is a slot.
The slot is a slot. But the number four slot in this draft is a big deal now.
It wasn't supposed to be a good player. But two players have popped up.
It's a big deal now.
Garland is high on Garland now.
So basically, the number four pick is the number one pick in tonight's draft. We know who's going 1, 2, 3.
Nah, but we know who's going 4. Garland.
So?
Well, now Garland when the Lakers had him. Now, that's right.
So it's the Pelicans now.
Yeah, I'll be forgetting. It's the Pelicans now. The
narrative has changed on that.
Yeah, so
but
you don't know who's going.
A team that says, we want that guy and we don't want anybody to take him, we can jump up and trade with you now and have basically the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the value did change a little bit.
Yeah.
If you think about it, the value has changed. AD market's gone, so you can cancel that. You know, Lakers are doing what they got to do. Lakers are going to be non-effective in this draft, I believe. Unless they, what are they, how can they move? How can they do what? How can they get back in this draft any kind of way?
Man, the Lakers trying to buy.
That's all they buy.
Second round picks.
Yeah. They're not drafting.
Huh?
They're not drafting.
No.
They're trying to build out that roster. They got to bit that box.
I mean, it's people like the Atlanta Falcons got a bunch of picks.
Hawks.
You got Boston with a bunch of picks.
True. 18 and a 23, I want to say.
No, they got 3 first.
Yeah, I know. On the Boston.
They ain't none of them really high, but they like mid picks.
Gotcha.
But
no lottery selections.
But you know, you got to pay those first round picks.
Right.
So they,
if you draft them, you have to pay. Those are contracts that go count against your cap.
They count against the cap. So there's going to be some people. Maybe at the end of the night, be trying to get rid of some of them picks.
Move and shake a little bit.
Yeah. So
after the first few guys fall, depending on how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the guy, like my sleeper in the whole draft is the guy from Duke. Reddish?
Yeah.
I like his size.
Yeah, long.
6'8", wing. Those are what works in the NBA right now.
Because they can go either way. They can feel.
And he can do it all.
Depending on the body type, how they adjust and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's my surprise pick of the.
So Cam Reddish is your sleeper in the draft, homie.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a nice wing for somebody.
Long stretch guy. Man, so the teams with multiple first round picks, I'm going to list them for you. The Atlanta Hawks have 3 picks. Mm-hmm. They need to be doing some moves. They need to be doing some live action today.
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to get all the young players they can get. But they actually tried to use 2 of them to move up. But they really was sending out bull junk offers, like the 8-10 for the 4.
Everything they have tried is falling through. Yeah.
It's too far back. I mean, now, if you're trying to get the 4 and you got the six. Somebody will take that six and that 10 or something like that. But they're not falling that far back.
Right.
For an extra pick, and you still don't know what you're going to take with both the picks.
True, true, true. So the next team, I guess they list these in the most prominent order. The next team has two picks, New Orleans. Obviously, we know they're going to take Zion, number one.
Yeah.
The fourth pick, I mean.
But they're trying to shop
that around. So that's basically another number one pick. So I think it'd be smart for them to shop that and try to get better
as opposed to getting one player. I think if they draft Garland, they have more value.
Well, they're looking at it as
Garland, the best player, though.
Obviously, if they're trying to shop that pick, they're not high on it.
I mean, I understand that because so they got at, Lonzo Ball, they're not high on.
Yes, so they're looking
but at. But I'm drafting Garland, and I'm trying to shop
Lonzo
Ball. But they high on Lonzo Ball because of his defense.
And because of the fact of you really haven't truly seen Lonzo Ball get loose. He hasn't been healthy. And then, he came out of college, everybody was high on him.
But how much can you see he can't shoot?
Yeah, that's true too.
I mean, I know it's something you can fix.
Yep.
But when you can fix it if you got normal shooting mechanics. He don't have normal shooting mechanics. So that makes it that much harder to believe that you're going to ever learn how to shoot.
He like a right-hander shooting left-handed.
Yeah, it's it's terrible, man. Yeah, that shot is terrible.
It's pretty bad. Next prominent team on the list is the Boston Celtics. Three picks. Danny Ainge.
Yeah. They already got assets. But where they going? What assets going?
It sounded to me like they need all three picks because Horford has opted out. Kyrie is a ghost, and he obviously don't want to be there. Kyrie don't want to be in Boston.
Period, point blank.
Nobody want to pick him up, but he don't want to be in Boston.
But
if you bring him back, he's going to be disgruntled, and it ain't going to be good for your team. It's just shot. So, and then Rozier, he saw the way they did Smart, so he might have a little attitude towards his free agency or trying to re-sign and all that stuff.
He's hoping somebody will try to sign him so he can get up out of there.
You know what I'm saying?
But Boston is... If I know Boston like I know them, they're going to do whatever it takes to match all them contracts, whatever they got.
Just to keep on with it?
Just to keep them. Because they can't lose no more players without getting them.
Right, right, right. And then with the whole thing with the RFA, man, the restricted free agents, you get the opportunity to see what someone else is offering somebody and then go. You don't have to overpay yourself. You let them
set the market. That's what they did to Smart.
And that's what pisses the player off.
That's what pissed Smart off.
With Jerry McCoy. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Same situation.
That stuff ain't going to make sense, man.
You have me sign for this number. You know what I bring. You know
the business of it.
You know the tickets I sell. You know what I've done for the organization. But yet still, you will get rid of me, cut me, and sign a player that went after me in the draft, the same draft year, and that I've had better numbers than, and give him my number. Give him my jersey number. Soon as I'm out the building, I'm probably one of the all-time great Bucks. And I'm gone, and now you give somebody my number as soon as I leave the building.
New face, man.
That's just the way it goes. It's business.
Business, but listen, but the thing is, it's really not business.
What
is it? Because business is when that player is better than you and you done put in your time. But arguably, Sue is not better than him.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that really ain't business. That's more personal.
Ain't it?
That's more personal.
I didn't think about that aspect. That's like, we just don't want you around
it's
here.
It's business when the guy is way better than you on the field. That's business. I mean, you can't not business.
We like you. We love you. We just got to make a move. We're getting better as a team.
It's more personal by him not being as good as him or even as equal as good as him.
Right, right.
Because he got the time in.
Yep.
With the organization.
Time in and the numbers and all that stuff.
So if they equal in numbers, he got the time in. Which one should I go with?
The one that got the time in.
With the team.
With the team.
With the scheme.
Familiar.
With everything.
Yep.
All that.
Yep. And I've been here with you through the thick of all things.
Ups and downs.
When I could have bolted on you, but I didn't. I stayed here as a lead guy on your franchise.
And I'm going to go back to LeBron James. That's why the players need their own power. That's why all this here happens. Because when you try to be loyal to somebody, guess what happens? They do you just like that.
Get burned, huh? Well, I hope some of our listeners are listening to that. Boy, when you try to be loyal to somebody, you get burned. Somebody might need to hear that today.
Yeah,
that's what I need to say. When you're loyal to somebody, you do everything you need to do for them.
Yeah.
But when the shoe's on the other foot, knife goes in your back.
Yeah.
Keep your circle small.
And that's why today's professional sports, with these agents and these players, they want their own power in choosing where they want to go.
Yeah. There's no true teams anymore, man.
That's just the bottom line.
There's no true teams.
That's what they work. They work more harder to keep that than anything.
Yep.
They take less money, all that Supermax. AD turned down the Supermax because he wanted to get up out of New Orleans.
Yeah. Control his destiny.
They want that. They don't want that money, that extra money. They want to get where they can get that, them endorsements, get that popularity, to get that ring. They want all that other stuff.
Yeah, and there's no other sport.
The bright lights.
There's no other sport other than football that I would be for sure do that. But you have less control in football because, like I say, it's a good old boy league.
Yeah, football. Football is basically.
So football, look at this situation right here. Eli Manning. You recall when the Chargers drafted him?
Yeah, he didn't want to go.
He told him I wasn't going to go.
Yeah, he didn't want
to go. So he wanted to be in New York.
Yeah.
Because he knew New York was more marketable. Advertisements, endorsements, yada, yada, yada.
And he a man.
There you go.
It all is...
Play a part, don't it?
But the Manning part, let him do that and not get no backlash behind it.
Yes, his last name couldn't have been Vic or, you know,
no.
Winston or
any other
prominent black quarterbacks. You couldn't have done that. I don't think so. Not in the good old boy league. Not at all. It was a smart move by him because, obviously, he got two championships out of it. Is Eli a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, two championships. He got to be.
Got to be, don't you? So, at least in the conversation.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
So it worked out for him. And Phillip Rivers, a guy, has had a great career that went to San Diego. Phillip Rivers is probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, of course.
No championships, but he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, of course. He's one of the best.
No doubt about it. So another team that has a bunch of picks has multiple first-round picks. Cleveland has two. The Spurs have two. The Grizzlies have two. And Detroit has two. You see any of those teams getting better in the draft tonight?
Nah, Spurs, yeah. Spurs always get in the draft.
Popovich always picks somebody that you don't even know his name. There's been no highlight on him.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Can't say it and come over here baller.
Yeah, that's Popovich right there.
That's Pop for you, man.
Yeah, they're going to bomb him.
Wow, wow, wow. So in the second round, the Hawks. Dang, the Hawks got some picks, man.
That's who the Lakers trying to get.
Man, they got three first-round picks, and then they turn around, and they got multiple second-round picks.
That's who the Lakers trying to buy something from.
The Sixers got multiple second-round picks. Celtics, multiple second-round picks. Kings, multiple second-round picks. Pelicans, only multiple second-round picks.
They're trying to get some second-round picks. But ain't nobody trying to help LeBron build no super team.
Man, listen. Dumpster Juice Radio fans out there, man. Y'all see how the dude snuck LeBron, not just now, even a while ago, a few minutes ago. He snuck LeBron into the conversation yet again. Go ahead, man. Let's talk about your boy.
No,
let's talk about your
man. Chris. All I can say is this right
Let's
here.
Let's get it out the way. Calvin Ramsey, I know you listen.
What is talk radio without LeBron name being mentioned?
Good talk radio, minus LeBron hairline.
It's got to be. Oh, you must have seen that clip of him getting his hair done the other day.
No, I didn't see that.
Man, that man look like a chia pet. Man got a head full of hair. Hey, man got a head full of hair. I'm like, man, hair so dark, man. Man, it's crazy.
Hey, man, you better chill out, man. Our boy G listening to this, man. I think Calvin like LeBron more than you do, man.
He probably do.
Man, he be
you know, I just jumped on the bandwagon.
And he just jumped on.
Let you tell
it. He a chill pet, homie.
Man, listen. Man got a head full of hair. That's all I have to say about
it. Listen, man. It's funny. It's comical to me when I see these little Bosley or Mosley or whatever it's called, them hair commercials. And the dude, I'm not only am I a member, I'm the president. Yeah. Dude, listen. LeBron got all the money in the world. He got access to the best doctors, the best scientists, everything. If LeBron can't get his hair back,
it ain't possible. Stop it. Stop it. It's not possible. It's not possible. Guess what?
What?
It's possible. Because he got a head full of hair, my friend.
It's not his.
I know, but he got it.
Oh, boy, that sound like Bolon. I'm talking about some. I cut his hair. I combed his hair. I own his hair. It's my hair. No, dude, you lying. Stop it. Let it go.
LeBron done went to somebody.
Man, listen, man. LeBron got some implanted hair in there. And by the time the season starts, you will be seeing his scalp.
Nah, he sweat everything out. You can't die. Can't do nothing.
You will be seeing his scalp. Remember Carlos Boozer had the whole haircut painted on his head?
Man,
remember
that? Carlos Boozer, I'll stop.
Man. I remember that. So let's give it a rundown. You know, we talk about the top three picks, man. So, number four, Darius Garland. Vanderbilt guard says he's the best guy in the draft. What you think?
He tough, man. And he definitely got the best attitude in
him. He confident, ain't
he? He confident.
Golly, he don't lack no confidence, man. So they're saying New Orleans is, this is a mock draft. This is the NBA.com mock draft that we're going to run through. Darius Garland, number four to the Pelicans. We ain't seen him play no college ball.
They talking about Garland to the Pelicans now?
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Okay, see? Now they weren't saying that the other day.
Because Garland, to me, is
the
hot.
He's the
number one pick of the draft right now because the other three are locked up. So yeah. Garland is the guy. So, of course, New Orleans is going to talk up the team, the guy that most teams want, just to shop the pick, I would think. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, David Griffin bad to the bone now.
DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia.
That's who they was talking about.
Small forward, bad boy.
No, but that's who the Pelicans had.
Hunter?
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
In that mock draft, they had him.
So, DeAndre Hunter. And if you don't know about DeAndre Hunter, y'all listeners out there.
He single-handedly showed out in that.
Virginia had one of the worst exits to the big dance, the March Madness, ever. Being number one, getting knocked off by 16, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Just knocked off at the tournament, one and done. The next year, they had the same team, same chemistry, same everything. All they added was DeAndre Hunter.
Yes, sir.
And all he did was pull a Kevin Durant and win the MVP. And won a national championship.
Yes, sir.
So that's a bad boy right there. Do not sleep on him. And I don't know why people don't talk about him.
How tall is he?
Hunter is he's a 6'7", 225-pound sophomore.
Tough, man. I'm talking about that 6'7", 6'8", wing. That's what you want right now, man, in the NBA.
And listen, I'm going to tell you about him. The next guy for the name everybody knows about, the kid from Texas Tech, Jerry Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter outplayed him in the national championship game, head-to-head.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Head-to-head. So, they're saying the Suns are going to take Culver, which, to me, isn't the Suns taking a guard in the first pick every year, seems like?
They always do, except for Aiden when they took Aiden.
Yep, seems like every year, man, the Suns are taking a guard with their first pick. Another guard, the guy with the dreads count, the Kobe White kid from North Carolina.
Yeah, they had him going to the Pelicans at one time.
Bulls,
okay. What pick Bulls got?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven pick. They need to make a move.
That's your team?
Yes, sir.
Oh, dang.
They need to make a move, man.
I didn't know that was your team.
Need to climb up. Here we go, y'all. Jackson Hayes, a center from Texas. Big boy. Centers always come out of Texas, man.
Yeah, Mo Bamba, didn't
he? Always come out of Texas.
Mo Bamba, did you see him anywhere this year? Is there a Mo Bamba sighting anywhere? A
lot of talk leading up to the draft, wasn't it?
Yeah, he flew up the draft board.
A lot of talk leading up to the draft. Then he got drafted. Then I saw, what's this boy, Joel Embiid, just blocking him over and over and over. And that's the last I saw of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Last I saw of him. Then next, number nine, Cam Reddish, your boy. Strong forward.
Yeah, I like him.
Duke. Got the Washington Wizards taking him number nine. Tenth is the Mavericks. Brandon Clark, power forward out of Gonzaga. That dude's tough, man.
Yeah.
That dude is tough. 6'8". Thin, though. 207. 6'8", 207.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a little bit better.
We'll have to eat a little bit better, man.
Yeah.
Some dude from France, the Suku dude. Have you seen him?
Nah.
I don't know nothing about him. He's one of them Popovich guys, but they're saying Minnesota. Be taking him in the 11th pick. Nasir Little, the other forward from North Carolina, 12th pick. Kid from Hachimura from Gonzaga.
Yeah, he's nice, though.
Yeah, 6'8", 230, junior. Got a little seasoning on him. Average 19. They got the Heat taking him 13th overall. Sacramento Kings don't pick 14th because that's one of those picks that Danny Ainge has. And they're saying Tyler Hero, the sharpshooter from Kentucky.
Okay.
He can knock it down. Oh. Cal Korver type guy.
Oh, okay.
He can knock it down. Handle the ball. He can do it. He's going to be a good NBA prospect guy. He's going to be a good NBA player, man. Prospect days are over with. Nickeil Alexander-Walker out of Virginia Tech. I don't know much about that guy. I haven't really heard much about him. They're saying Detroit's taking him 15th. P.J. Washington, the kid out of Kentucky. We know he can get it done. The forward from Kentucky. Saying the Magic are taking him 16th. 17th is the Hawks picking in place of the Brooklyn Nets. Everybody rate Brooklyn, didn't they?
Hey, listen, Brooklyn, before they got this new front office, they got roughed up pretty good.
Man, they got scarred up in the war, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they're going to take Langford, the kid out of Indiana, 6'6 freshman, 215 pounds, average 16 on the season. Played hurt all season. Say he's healthy now. Of course they say he's healthy now.
Of course.
We don't know.
That's the same thing your boy was saying last year around this time. Remember, and then he ended up having to sit out the whole year.
Who's that?
Junior. Porter Jr.?
Yeah, Porter. Yeah.
Michael Porter, what's his name?
The dude from Missouri.
Remember, I done had surgery. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Got drafted 12th or something, didn't
he? Got drafted kind of late because of that.
And then still had to sit out.
Then sat out the whole year because he wasn't healthy.
Back problems for a basketball player.
That's just like.
That's one other kid that had that. Now, I can't remember who he was. He had a prolific college career, but he wasn't as good an athlete, a bigger prospect, and kind of derailed it. Mm-hmm. So, back problems with a basketball player. That's crazy. The dude, the 6'10 kid, I can't even say his name, Afonda, Kevin Jell, whatever his name is, Florida State. You remember this guy. Blocked everything that came in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're saying Spurs is going to take him. Tim Duncan kind of guy.
Yeah.
There he is. Taking him 19th. Old boy you just talked about, we'll just throw me the name out there. Got another Porter kid, Kevin Porter kid out of USC. Another guard. They're saying Boston's going to take him 20th. So I thought they were 18th and 20th. I guess they're not. They're, what, 15th and 20th?
I'm kind of interested in seeing where Bowl going to go.
Kelvin Johnson out of Kentucky. That guard, the freshman.
They got him going by 20th late.
Yeah, they're late saying 21st. And speaking of, you just brought it up, little Manute Bol out of Oregon, who was hurt to end the season.
Yeah, that's who I want to see.
Yeah, 7'2", 208 pounds, just like his daddy.
Yeah,
just like, but
I see Jack didn't leave his beanstalk.
Jack didn't leave the beanstalk.
No. He got him right there.
No matter how hard you swing the axe, the chip don't fly too far from the stump, do it?
Yeah, they walking around on stilts.
Yeah, man, but he got some handles.
Yeah, no, that's why I said I want to see where he's going to go.
He can put the three up.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, I know. That's why I'm excited to see how he turned out.
Put a good 30 pounds on that frame there, boy. Man.
I don't think it's possible.
It ain't going to never happen, man.
It ain't possible.
It ain't going to never happen, man.
Man, one box out, he from inside the paint to the three-point line, one box out.
Yeah.
That's how small he is.
Yeah, so he's injured or got injured, and people are questioning his work ethics, man. So I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, I heard season. He ain't got no motor.
Yeah, but he.
That's because it's high.
He natural.
Yeah.
He's 18 years old. He's 7'2". He got a little athleticism. Got to draft that kid.
Oh, he like Big Mike.
Nah, he ain't like Big Mike. Cause
he won't set out and shoot them three-pointers. Biggest thing at the park, and then won't shoot three-pointers. don't want to go nowhere near the paint. You don't remember that?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about Dede when you said that, because Dede said he used to teach you to hold Mike's hand and take him to class.
Oh, yeah?
You don't remember that? Uh-huh. It was just something. We were just having a fun time. We were talking about that, man, so it wasn't a real thing. It was just funny. Yeah. After him, man, Another kid from Washington, that Matisse kid, Ford. He's 6'5", 200, a little undersized. They're saying that the Memphis Grizzlies have him slotted the 23rd pick. Then there's a center out of Georgia. They're saying the Sixers are going to take well, how would the Sixers be drafting another center?
Man, the Sixers don't know what how to draft on the thing, man.
Why would they be drafting another center? You got Joel Embiid. That's his help, his rest, his second unit guy? What?
I have no idea.
I never seen you draft
that's,
a guy number
that's
one.
That's not draft, though.
Yeah, that's true. Why would you draft a guy number one as a center when you have arguably the most dominant center in the game on your team already?
So
I don't. They might have missed that on that mock. The Ty Jerome, the kid out of Virginia, other guard. They say Portland's going to take him. 25th, 26th. They're saying the Cavaliers are going to take the Claxton kid out of Georgia. 27th, Grant Williams out of Tennessee for the Nets. 28th, Warriors take the KZ Akpakula dude from Stanford. 29th, Spurs take some dude from Croatia that we don't know. 6'11", 227 pounds. I'm going to read his breakdown. It says he's a spindly power forward.
Power forward? Ooh.
Yeah.
He's already talented. 6'11", yeah. That's a power forward?
Yeah, 6'11", 227, power forward. A spindly power forward who would fit ideally in San Antonio's scheme. But remember, as many of these picks were targeting player slots as opposed to franchise destination. By the time we get to the 29th pick, it's possible, if not likely, that we'll already have 7 or 8 of these guys already gone. So, but that's a Popovich guy. A name we can't pronounce. Yeah. With the size, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Bruno Fernando, the center out of Maryland. I thought that guy's going to go a lot higher than this. Oh, well, it's projected that he's going to go 30th to the
And based on team needs and all that. You know,
to the Pistons.
They go with that when they do the mock draft.
So, the mock drafts are set.
They don't really go off talent. Like if you know best talent available, they only pretty much going off what they think the team needs.
Team needs, yeah.
That's
so
all.
That's the final mock draft for the final NBA mock draft leading up to the draft. Mm-hmm. You think any surprises are going to happen with those top three picks tonight?
Nah, not with the top three. They locked in.
Think it goes the way it's supposed to go?
It's locked in.
Obviously. No chance of Memphis saying, nah, we don't want your job. We'll take Garland. Because they had to have a good eye on both of these kids because Ja went to Murray State, which is right
to me, Ja is a can't-miss talent.
Your boy Stephen A. was talking, saying that he's not a can't-miss guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's a can't-miss guy. You know, I told you that yesterday.
See, they say said the opposite. He was talking about that today. I was kind of laughing about that this morning.
Like, nah, that dude's the truth.
Yeah, he's tough.
I just don't see.
Did you hear what your boy said about him, though? Garland. He was like, yeah, he's got a nice game. So, but Matt Skelton was like, but you said you the best guard in the draft. I am.
Oh, no, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, so it was a little testy with that.
I like that dude, man. He just reminded me of Westbrook, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he just reminded me of Westbrook. And I'm talking about I didn't see Westbrook being that good till after a couple of years in pro.
Yeah, because when him and Kevin Love were together, you said, like, I didn't see that.
Yeah, didn't nobody see Westbrook.
And I never saw Kevin Love being Kevin Love either at UCLA. He was the center.
Yeah, but I used to watch him late at night.
Now he's shooting threes and stuff. He wasn't doing that in college.
Oh, he wasn't?
No. Or am I wrong, people? Y'all let us know.
He always could shoot.
But I saw him being more of a down low big man.
But he could always shoot. Yeah. He's vivid too.
Yeah, but you obviously see his body type as he cleaned his diet up and got, you know, became a professional.
Yeah, that's what happened. You get them meal prep guys and personal chefs and stuff.
Y'all might not want to hear this, but Kevin Love is a future Hall of Famer, guys.
Yeah, because he actually showed out over there in Minnesota. They just didn't win it.
It's not a debate for me. Kevin Love is a future Hall of Famer. I'm just going to throw that on out there. I said it here. I said it live.
I said Draymond Green.
Future Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I say he gonna be one.
Well, how can he not be if Dennis Rodman is?
I mean, come on.
Got the championships.
He way more better on offense than Dennis Rodman.
Got the pedigree to back it up.
Dennis Rodman didn't do nothing on offense.
Dennis Rodman just didn't want to be an offensive guy.
But I'm saying, whether you wanted to or not.
You didn't.
You didn't.
Right.
Draymond Green can run offense.
Right.
And he's the best defender. Probably pretty much in the league, hands-on defender.
Sure.
So, I mean.
He's a robber.
Yeah.
He's Dennis Rodman.
Souped up Rodman with a little offense. A little more offense. And really can shoot better than you would give him credit for. He just
don't like to shoot. He's good defensively. But, man, I just like Rodman. If Rodman was on you.
Nah, you weren't doing too much.
You had a bad night, boss.
Yeah, you weren't doing too much.
He made sure of it. Was either that or he getting kicked out of the game.
But that's how Draymond
the same
unless
way.
You LeBron. Because, I mean, it didn't matter who be on LeBron, he going to get off. But most of the other people.
LeBron.
When Draymond James, get on
LeBron
him.
LeBron James.
When Draymond get on him, man, it's a wrap. You can count it. You can count it out.
Lock him down. So the Lake Show, man. Draft night. You got AD. You ain't landed no other free agent yet. We don't know if they're going to extend the contract to July 30th to help y'all out with the cap yet. Y'all a little worried?
Nah, I ain't what I'm worried about.
They going to make y'all find a third team to settle up this deal? What they going to do? What's going on? What's the news? I don't know.
Ain't no news. But we just trying to get Beverly, man. That's it. That's our number one goal.
Trying to get Beverly.
No. The Lakers need to get Beverly.
You trying to get Beverly to the Lakers.
He need to be over there. You don't want him there, though. You don't want him in L.A. for some reason. Maybe because he good.
Yeah.
Maybe because he was guarding Durant for 2 games.
Yeah. No comment. Season's over with. Raptors won the championship. Let it go.
No, season over with.
Let it go. Speaking of, Ujiri, man, the GM for the Raptors. They said that the cop suffered a concussion and some brain swelling from this punch. Need to be boxing. Stop. You don't need to be a GM. You need to be a boxer if he did all that, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
If he that strong and ain't nobody got nothing on camera with all these phones and stuff around and nobody did it.
You mean tell me that at the end of a championship game there was nobody filming? With their cell phone?
That's kind of hard to believe.
Come on, man. Stop it. And his body cam ain't available now?
Right.
Come on.
It went off as soon as he made contact.
But look, to have a concussion and brain swelling, he looked pretty
Nah, it's gonna be somebody saw that punch.
Dude.
That could be a fatal blow.
He a tough son of a gun, though, because in the video, he looked like he was the aggressor. And your jury's looking at him like, what is this dude
wrong? Yeah, I ain't do nothing.
I didn't just punch you and swell your brain up.
It don't look like your brain swelled in.
It was working pretty good, wasn't it? Because he was talking some noise. That's crazy, man. Crazy to me, man. Yeah, I watched the Giants and the Dodgers last night.
Did Bum go on a beaming?
No, but listen to this. I don't even want to talk about that situation. The Giants are trash, man.
I mean, no, we don't even need to talk about that. We been knew that.
That's trash.
That's not even nothing to talk about.
Bellinger can't get him out.
Now, Bellinger's the truth this year.
The man hit a ball, B.A. Hit the ball the opposite way. Rodriguez. Oh, Pudson?
Yeah.
In the eighth inning, hit a ball the opposite way. The opposite way. On the line. Out the ballpark.
Pud Rodriguez on a pitch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came up. You know, people don't remember how he came up as an outfielder.
Right. That's what I remember.
Yeah, he came up as an outfielder. But now, he's pitching now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had a few spot starts at the end of the season last year for us. That was his debut. And now he's middle relief at the bullpen. So, yeah, old Pudge got a son throwing heat. Did you see the balls Mike Trout hit yesterday?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Did you listen to the sound off the bat?
Nah, I just saying. I watched it. I saw the highlight.
You got that different sound.
Yeah, that dude. 7 RBI.
The truth.
22 jacks.
Underpaid or overpaid?
Underpaid.
I said it all the time. Underpaid.
That dude, that always been.
$300-400 million is not enough for Mike Trout.
Not enough. And then you got somebody like Bryce Harper.
Making $300 million.
He need to take that same brown bag.
That Chris Paul got.
That Chris Paul.
Hold hands. Put it on both of their heads and go pick up their check.
Put it on both of their heads and go pick up their checks. And if I would backpedal with it on. I don't think I'll fade because they might be able to tell who you is through the eyes.
Hey, remember on Django, whose wife cut these holes in these sheets? My wife stayed up all night cutting them holes in them sheets. Oh, boy, I wanted to wear them sheets even though they couldn't see.
Yeah.
He said, how about we just take them off for the night and we wear them next time?
Yeah. I'm like, man, Bryce Harper, that's Howard. That's the big. That's one of the biggest heists of the century right there, man.
Man, you know what, though? I look at it like the Machado and Harper signings.
Harper is a heist, man. That's a heist.
I would have definitely taken Machado over Harper.
Any day.
But
twice on Sundays.
The Phillies, did they try to cash in on a player or did they try to cash in on putting butts in seats?
Yeah, that could be all of it. It's all of the above, but still, to what extent, what price you gonna pay? Dude. Trying to get people in the seats. Yeah. Bryce Harper is just not that good, man.
I've been saying that.
I've been knew he went there. You know, I see him 19 times every year. He's been not. That's why I was like, I hope the Braves don't get him. You don't remember me saying that?
Right, right.
I just did not want the Braves to tie that money up into him.
I didn't want the Giants to do it either, but I would take him right now because he's better than anything we got over there.
No, man, no.
I don't like him.
Ain't no way. I don't want him. I'd rather have Markakis. It's just too much going on with Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is not. I honestly think that Bryce Harper don't be trying to work on his game, man.
Think he just work on his hair?
That's why I just don't think he's working. There's no way that you can be so valuable like they say you is, but your numbers don't never reflect it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I seen his MVP year, like, that year. Then I seen now. Bryce Harper ain't nothing like that year.
Right. He was tough. He was a tough out there. But now?
He's swinging.
A ball in dirt?
He all pull hit him.
Yeah.
It's like, he looked middle in all game. And if you make a mistake middle in, he gonna kill you. But if you keep that ball away, he will not go the other way with it.
Man, I'm sitting here looking at this thing about Kyrie Irving, and you know how he was talking about how he definitely was going to re-sign with Boston. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. No, that was like when he first got there.
Yeah, and now he's walked that back. And then he just changed. Just think about it. There's a lot going on with Kyrie Irving
makes the team not want him.
Yes, it's scaring everybody off. And then, you know, he changed his agent. He's with Jay-Z then. He's with Roc Nation now. So I don't get it, man. And you know Jay-Z's got a connection with the Nets. So,
but why you won't answer Boston's call? Like, tell them you're not going to resign.
I don't know.
It's like, I don't understand what it's like. You done told them you would resign with them. Now all of a sudden you backpedaling. Now you...
Something's about to happen with that. And Kyrie is a part of the package there. It got to be because Kevin Durant's agent, you know, he used to be, what was it, he was vice president of Roc Nation.
Oh, yeah?
And everybody with Roc Nation is linked to the Nets. That's why Jay-Z had to give up his shares.
Jay-Z Brooklyn.
He had to give up his shares just to be an agent to represent athletes. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking all that has to do with them tying up and going to the Nets together. Mm-hmm. But Kyrie didn't muddy the waters.
And Nets ain't even sure that they going to get.
So I don't know what's going on with that situation, man. That's true.
The thing is,
Kyrie is.
Kyrie was linked to go with the Nets, but Durant always been linked to go to New York, to the Knicks.
Yeah.
They ain't never said Durant's supposed to be going to the Nets. They had him linked to the New York Knicks.
That's what they're saying now. That's what they're talking now.
But they talking about if Durant. You tell Kyrie you want to come and play in New York with the Knicks and leave Brooklyn where they at. Man, that's the way I see it.
Man, breaking news. Masai Ujiri did present NBA identification to the sheriff deputy. He refused to allow him onto the Oracle Arena court after the Toronto Raptors NBA Finals victory. The police confirmed it. the police say he identified himself and showed his credentials to the deputy. That's why he has that confused look on his face in that video.
Because Barney Fife wanted to make a name for himself in Mayberry.
With that one bullet.
Yeah, that's all that was. He was acting like Barney Fife.
Wow. The sheriff's office has now also confirmed that Ujiri told the deputy what his role with the team was before the confrontation.
We out there, I told you what happened. Dude did not know who he was.
So, it gets further. However, police said Ujiri did present his credentials, but he didn't have the correct credentials required to enter the court.
But why should he need that if he the GM?
That's what I'm saying.
You don't need that. That's for the other people. That's for reporters and all that type of stuff.
So, but listen. Here's the truth. After getting annoyed, I assume, this is me saying this, this is not the article, I assume he got annoyed at, I'm telling you who I am.
Man, I'm just finna go on out
here. Yeah, we won the championship. I'm finna get on out here.
Yeah, that's basically.
I ain't finna miss this moment messing around with you. We just won the championship. I didn't go celebrate.
And Barney Fife wasn't trying to hear.
And you know he really was so happy to go celebrate. Because did you see that dude's reaction to when he saw the trophy for the first time?
Yeah.
He like lost it like a little kid on Christmas. He lost it, man. So he was really excited because he knew.
And he was the main one responsible.
He was responsible for that, man. Absolutely. It says that the officer says that he presented his credentials in a very threatening way by putting him directly in the officer's face.
Oh, man.
The officer's response? He pushed Ujiri away because he felt his personal space was being violated.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Come on, man.
Man, that's BS. I ain't no other word for it. That's BS.
The deputy has hired a high-profile civil rights attorney. Trying to sue?
Yeah.
Brain swelling.
Yeah, because he know who that is.
Come on, man. That's crazy to me.
Come on, brain swelling. That's what did he do? He hit him that hard?
Says he, let's see. It said that after the officer pushed him, how can you file charges against this man when obviously it says the officer pushed him first? Just because he's an officer of the law does not give him the right to put his hands on the other individual.
That's the last time I checked.
But
if you push somebody,
this is what's so crazy.
They can react to the push.
How can the sheriff's department put this article out to confirm that the guy showed his credentials? Bottom line, so if he showed all that, your officer's in the wrong. Get out that man's way and let him on the court.
Yeah, because you were doing too much.
And then it says...
Barney Fife was doing too
much. Then it says that, basically, you didn't like the way he presented his credentials to you a second time and he put them right in your face. Why you pushed the man?
Right.
So if you push me, I'm supposed to punch you in the face.
I'm supposed to do anything but anything I felt like I need to do.
It says that the video footage captured Ujiri retaliating by striking the deputy in the face with two fists, one of which landed underneath his jaw on the left side of his face. That's it. They all the same. Body cam footage switched off when Ujiri made contact.
Right. But what about the push?
Dude, why would the body cam footage... I don't know about this. Some of y'all police officers or officers of the law or just people that have random knowledge in y'all's head, please write in. Please email us. Please tell me something. Why would the body cam footage shut off after making contact? Isn't that the most important time that it needs to be filmed?
Yeah, that's when it seemed like it ought to kick on.
Kick on, you know what I'm saying?
That seemed like to me.
That's crazy to me, man. They really gonna pursue charges against this dude. Possibly. Crazy. If he's a different guy, if he's Danny Ainge, does that happen?
Oh, of course not.
Is that Rob Pelinka? That happened?
He gets the benefit of the doubt.
So why do you think that happened to him?
Because.
African American male with a lot of power.
Pretty much.
In a Tom Ford suit with a Rolex watch on, walking onto the court that was responsible for that championship.
With a mohawk.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Crazy. Unbelievable. Zion said he already ruled out the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Nothing to gain from it, huh?
Yeah, what he got the game from? That's why LeBron didn't do it.
That's why I hate this day and age, man. The back of the day, the Jordan era. The Jordan era.
Everybody was doing it.
Dominique Wilkins, they went at each other. What you got to say about that, LeBron fan?
It ain't got nothing to do with LeBron.
Why? Shouldn't LeBron have done it one time?
No.
Why not?
What he got to prove?
It's your favorite player, right?
But what does LeBron got to prove by
that? He's your favorite player. Why would you not have wanted to see him do that one time?
I don't need to see. I ain't never wanted him to do no dunk contest.
Come on, man. When we was growing up, the dunk contest was a big deal. Now, yeah, but I don't even watch it.
Now, it don't even matter.
I can catch the highlights and be okay with it now.
Yeah, it don't matter. I don't care what for nothing about no dunk contest. Just like 3-point shooting either. I don't care nothing about none of that. Just hit that mug when they kick it out to you.
Boston Celtics are attempting to offload Baines to free up some cap space.
Yeah, I've seen that. They're trying to make some they're trying to make room to get them another player from somewhere. Another player from the Himalaya.
Who they trying to get though?
I don't know. They just need somebody. You done lost all these pieces. You trying to compete.
Man.
It's going to be a crazy free agency. I can tell you that in 2 weeks.
So how much money did Gordon Hayward make? He never got a new contract from Boston, did he?
Man, that man had signed a brand new deal.
With Utah, right?
No.
With Boston?
With Boston. And in the first game of the first year, he got hurt.
So tell us right here. Was that 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
That was 2 years ago.
So he's a free agent next year?
No, he signed a four or five-year deal.
Free agents in next summer's class: Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, Gordon Hayward, and DeMar DeRozan.
Well, he must got a team option, and they know he, you know what I'm saying? It might be a team option in there or something. But he ain't opting out of nothing.
No.
He's not opting out of nothing.
Not at all.
He, one, two. Yeah, that's right. He got hurt the first year. He came back this year and played.
So he's on a 3-year deal?
No.
We gotta look that up.
No,
why does Tony Snell keep getting traded, man?
I don't know. It don't matter where he keep getting traded. He ain't playing for nobody.
He's traded to the Pistons for the 30th pick and for some guy named Lord.
Oh, they just don't want to draft him, man. They don't want to spend that money.
What the Braves doing, man?
We need to get us a closer. We need some bullpen help, man.
Getting late in them games, can't close them out, huh?
Can't close them out. That's how we be losing. The games that we do lose is because we can't hold the lead. We supposed to sweep the Phillies, man. I'm talking about their problem is walking, man. They walk too many battles, man.
Man, I don't know what it is for somebody that used to be a good pitcher, that hated pitching. Nowadays, you complain about pitching so much, man.
No,
I hate 10 pitch at bats. You want 3 strikes.
No,
that's it.
No, this is what I hate. I hate pitchers that like the nibble. Like Tayron. I hate the way he pitched. He don't want to give in. He won't throw a strike. He's steady trying to hit the outside. Sometimes you just got to throw the ball right down the middle of the plate.
And take a chance.
What
did you say when we was younger? Make him leave that runner. Don't let him walk to first base.
Right. You can't be nibbling all game, then walk 3 and 4 batter, and then you give up 5 runs in the hole in an inning or something like that. Off one pitch.
Man, I found the info on Gordon Hayward's contract. And it was
A four-year deal. Yeah, I don't want to tell
him. Yeah, if I tell you the numbers on this contract, man.
I know what it was. It's a 160, 170.
Nah, 4 years. $127 million.
Yeah, it's a big contract.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know what he's making this year?
About 35-40 million.
32.7.
Yeah, he's making that money, man.
Golly.
And why do you think them boys over there were mad?
Golly.
You playing a guy just because he making the most money, not because he the best on the court. That's what them boys got mad about in Boston.
oh, I got to play him. He making $127 million. I got to play him. No, you don't. That injury he had, you got to live with it. He just not that player no more. He wasn't that player from the start. Man. Then you give him that money, it was already a toss-up for him getting that kind of money. Getting max. They were like arguing, should he get the max or should he not get the max?
Well, Brad Stevens, that was his college coach.
But what I'm saying, he shouldn't have got, he wasn't a max player though.
Man.
And now, man, them boys already know he making that big money. Now they know that he getting, he playing in front of me just because he getting more money than me.
Yeah, it's tough to be able to swallow that.
Right. Not because he better. Because he making more money. So how you think a boy gonna take that? They bring up all the Kyrie Irving stuff. Kyrie Irving didn't have nothing to do with that.
Not at all, man.
It was all about that right there. That's where it all started from. He get, oh, we gotta start him just because he making $127 million. Nah. If he's not the best guy out there on the court, you shouldn't be starting him.
Even though, you know.
He should get playing time and work his way back slowly, but not for that reason.
Yeah. Dude, I'm thinking more and more that something's going to happen with this fourth overall pick, man. Before the draft.
Oh, it's possible.
Or it's either that or a team drafts the Garland kid that everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then shops him.
I say Garland got the most value. I think he's one of the big dog. Like, I think he's his value up there, right there with R.J. Barrett.
Who I think is the best player in this draft?
I honestly think that he could possibly be better than Zion, but I don't know if he's the best player in the draft because he really can't shoot from outside.
That's the thing, though. But I also saw Vince Carter go into the league and develop a shot. I saw these other guys. I saw Kevin Love go in there and develop his shot even further. I saw guys go in and develop their shots. Last tool that he really needs because...
I understand that, but I just don't feel he the best if he can't shoot. Now, I ain't saying that he ain't got the potential to be the best or that he wasn't going to fix his shot. I just feel like him fixing his shot is a lot easier than Lonzo Ball fixing his shot. Because his shot ain't messed up like Lonzo Ball.
Yes.
And that's what I was just saying a minute ago, man. Lonzo Ball, you can't fool nobody into saying, oh, I'm going to fix my shot. I'm going to work on my shot this summer. When you release the ball at the wrong angle from the start.
Bring it up low.
It's different when you got a bad and ugly shot, but you making it. Then having an ugly shot, a bad shot, and you still can't shoot.
Man, you know what, though? I actually argued with people when they first drafted Lonzo, and I was like, dude, that dude ain't going to be able to shoot. And they were like, he making it. Look at the percentages, what he's shooting from three. Yada, yada, yada.
It's a different ball game.
Yeah, it's different. And I say the same thing about the Garland kid. Because they broke it down, it was like, you know, his competition in college, he didn't play nobody because he got hurt. He only played five games.
Well, so, yeah, he shoot off the dribble, so that means a lot.
Yeah. We'll see, man.
It means a lot when you're shooting off the dribble because it's hard to guard that. It's harder to guard a man than shooting off the dribble.
Yeah, you can get your own shot. Don't have to be just a catch and shoot.
Yeah, you comfortable in your shot when you shoot like that. Yeah. But when you just, you got a spot up shot, and you can't make that wide open, that's a problem right there.
Man, listen. Can't remember if it was a phone call or a text message or a Facebook. I don't know what it was, but I think it was on Facebook. But my homeboy, yeah, it's definitely Facebook. My college roommate, Brian Jordan, Brian Philip Jordan, for the record. A lot of people don't know that. Just put that out there. BJ, if you're listening, it's Brian Philip Jordan. But, he was talking about Florida State beating up on the SEC in the College World Series. Guess what Florida State's doing this morning?
She packing their bags.
Headed home.
Yeah.
Mike Martin done. Call it a career.
Yeah.
More wins than anybody else in collegiate sports.
But we knew they wasn't going to win in college.
Wasn't going to win. So, BJ, good season.
Yeah.
You're done.
Be with your shot.
Be right back. Man, who's going to take the College World Series? I got my money's on Vandy.
Yeah, they looking like they a juggernaut. That pitcher they got, too.
And the hitter, bleeding, what is Blade, whatever his name is.
Blade.
Hit the ball so hard. We were watching it yesterday. Yeah. Golly.
Yeah, boy, he knocked the whole defense.
His up.
He ain't hit the old defense. He hit the through
the fence. Yeah, he's tough, man. He is absolutely tough. Them Yanks, man. Them Yanks getting healthy, baby.
Man, listen. I'm trying to tell everybody that's on that little train. See, you're a bandwagon guy with the Yankees.
Okay.
The Giants ain't hitting on nothing, so now you want to bring up the Yankees. But the thing is, the reason why the Yankees been playing so good is because they ain't got all them strikeouts in the lineup. They got them strikeouts back in the lineup now. That's a whole different ball game. Them boys don't put the ball in play.
Stanton Judge, man.
They don't put the ball in play. Them other guy they had in that spot.
Yeah, boy, that's a good observation, man. I'm going to have to give that to you now. That's a good observation.
That's why they ain't missed the beat.
The clunkers out the way.
Get them out the way, man. Them boys putting the ball in play. Now, they ain't finna do nothing but strike out. Get a run on second and third, they striking out.
They hit a home run every.
They might hit a home run every blue moon, but they striking out the majority of the time. On the ball in the dirt.
You're right. I didn't think about that, man. We're going to talk about this in a week from now. I'm going to watch the next seven games, and we'll reconvene.
I ain't never liked that type of swing. I ain't never liked the old type of play.
Yeah, I don't like the
Judge and Stanton ain't never been one of my top players.
Yeah,
they like video game players. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty much what they is.
The guy you want to play a video game because he can hit you one out and maybe win the game for you.
Yeah, because you really don't want to the contact.
Yeah, you don't want to play a season with him because you know they're going to strike out 200-plus times.
Yeah, you know, I don't want that in my lineup.
Man.
I want timely hitting. I want that type of stuff. Put the ball in play.
So, man, just to finish up today, close it out on Dumpster Juice Radio. Your hopes and prayers for the draft tonight for your Los Angeles Lakers.
Do we got draft picks? We don't got no draft picks.
Your hopes and prayers for draft night with Los Angeles Lakers.
Get you about 3 second round picks, and hopefully we can fill a few roster spots with that.
And see how we
draft a point guard, a backup center, and a wing guy.
In the second round.
In the second round.
So that's
and see if you can just get lucky on one of them to where they can at least practice against your stars.
Wow. So that's your hope and wish for tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, just a little bit of closing news who just came across my phone, man. The Tampa Bay Rays are no longer going to be the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to be the Tampa Bay / Montreal Rays. They're going to play games. They're going to split half their season between Tampa and Montreal. So baseball will be back on the other side of Canada now.
Okay.
Over there where they hate us English-speaking people.
Oh.
I said it.
I didn't even know that was up for grabs.
I didn't either. It just came across my phone just now.
I didn't know that was up for grabs.
That's it, man. See y'all next time. You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio.
Dumpster Juice Radio.
Make you wanna act out, take the slack out, so people black out. Touch what I never touched came before, back out. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.
In it for the past few days, tight of the face, I know I'm a place. And can I rap, can I adapt, not really sure yet. Who that looking over the shoulders of those bright dreams? Feeling for the taste of menthol. Miss class, stayed in the hall, looking for a squeeze play. Better yet, a holiday. Stayed away from the pyramid board game. Broke it down to a neighborhood slang. Cat before fame.
Sky high, sky high. Sky high, sky high. Sky high, sky high.
Now who
to step in. A nigga to be ID the secret weapon. Boy, I slicker than black ice. Throw these flow, got rice at wedding. So quick flex. Who speaking about sight and that's reflection to the earlobes. Pay for the room and still be in pimp mode like iceberg. Price lurking viewers. Some niggas ain't on their job, so them suckers seem to lose it. Use their privileges and not the whole villages. Been shot to pieces. Cause niggas are biting that same stupid shit. I mean, that bitches. Boy, don't beat me if you ain't got no work. I'm strictly about these verses like the ones you hear at church, boy. Search, boy. Talking about your dope with funk like lunch, boy. Every time I heard you rhyming like a fucking jerk, boy.
Free from his country, me and living your eardrums. It was a beautiful day off in the neighborhood. Yellows and greens and blues and browns and grays and hues. Oops, beneath dilapidated wood. Ain't a thing could explain but pertains to cocaine and sustaining rain. See summer roads around, niggas all about change. Then they steady move them keys like Bob James. Cause old man winter's arrived, the temperature died. November just died, December's alive. Thus it ain't no typical ride. Just individuals way to bring home the bacon when bacon was all wrong. Making it our own. Taking me all wrong. We've all indulged in the bulge of those. No, no, no. You ain't so low. It's even lower level you can go. Take some people, put them in a land of snow.
Touch what I never touched before. See what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.